Kia ora, Molly here from Morning Glory. Here's a little portion of my conversation with the self-described Sin-Cry wanker, Kaya Wilkins, aka OK Kaya. OK Kaya is in Aotearoa for the first time ever, and you can catch her first show of 2023 at East Street Hall later on tonight. I had the pleasure of spending this afternoon talking to the multi-talented artist about a myriad of topics, so let's jump into it. If you were stuck on an island, and you could either take a bookshelf of books or a shelf full of vinyl, what would you bring with you?
Books.
Books. Is there a particular book that you would take?
No, I would try to bring as many as humanly possible, yep. I think, yeah. If I have books, then I can just sing to myself like I normally do. And no one will be around to find it weird.
You do like doing covers, it seems.
Yeah.
And I've heard you like karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's how I started singing.
Yeah.
Or like the first time I like amplified into a microphone as an adult. I found it really terrifying, but my friends were really supportive, and that's when I was like, okay, cool, I can do this. Now I'm talking into this orange microphone. Microphones are my best friends, because then I could speak in a low volume.
But then still be heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Do you love that about the radio?
I do, yeah. I find it quite interesting when I have headphones on as well, and I can hear myself, and it's like ASMR, but myself, back to myself.
Sounds very nicely masturbatory.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way. See me on stage later, fellas.
Yeah, so you're playing tonight at East Street Hall.
First show here.
Is it your first show? It'll be your first show this year as
and
well?
My first show this year, yeah.
That's very special, yeah. We're very excited. My friends and I are having a listening party at our flat to your record.
Oh my God.
Over there. Beforehand, Andy, and that's you. And we're going to make a cocktail. So I wanted to know, if sap were to be a cocktail, what would it be? Or a drink of any kind. It doesn't have to be alcoholic.
I think it would be like a young birch sap, literally. Maybe with some, like, seltzer. What else does it really need? Maybe that's it. Just, like, a little refreshing. Maybe something sweeter to balance it. Like, oh, you know what? Raspberries, maybe. And then booze. If you're going to add booze, you got to add mezcal.
Oh.
To anything. But that's going to maybe fuck everything up again. Or make it super umami. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not. I'm not a good, I'm a songwriter, let's put it that way.
You are multidisciplinary as an artist, which is a fun word.
Another word for it is called, I think it's something like, I dabble. Yeah.
Oh, you're a dabbler.
Yeah.
That's great.
A bit shorter word.
Yeah. More accessible, I think.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other things that you dabble in outside of music?
I like writing, pictures, drawing, making films, making sculptures, whatever floats the daily boat.
Yeah, that's cool. And your music videos as well are very, like, very dope. Do you have kind of a concept in mind when you're doing them, or, like, what's the process for creating them?
Usually I see them along with the song. Sometimes I don't, but when I write out a record, it looks really like, you know that meme that's like the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia doing the red sword thing? It kind of looks a bit like that, but there's usually like a few kind of visual, at least sort of mood boardy things, or just... I like visual narratives that are not really narratives. Just like, and then she does that, and then the movement is that, and then there's a door opening. I guess it's kind of a bit more abstract and therefore kind of like dreamy or something. If there's just like certain actions,
yeah, rather than this like linear narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not known for that.
No, that's kind of, similar to your, like, lyrical style somewhat as well, I feel, at least from a listener's perspective, which is really, really nice and really refreshing. It's like, it doesn't have to be about this very explicit thing, but it still sounds personal as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah. So, oh, that's really interesting. So you use visual mood boards sort of when you're doing the...
Yeah, and a lot of drawing.
Yeah.
A lot of old pictures. A lot of, like, snippets of things.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool. And do you, is it like a physical mood board that you'll have, like, or is it a mental?
No, it's a Keynote.
A Keynote?
Yeah, have you ever done stuff on Keynote?
No, is it an app?
Yeah, it's on all Apple computer machines.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's kind of like a PowerPoint presentation kind of thing. So it's like, click, and that's the next thing. Blah, blah, blah. But I love making keynotes.
I also wanted to ask about your writing process. Is it something that feels quite cathartic to you? And you're like, okay, that's...
Yeah, no, I think there's levels of... I think that's the thing with it, too, is, like, the practice itself is great because it's not just one thing, and so that's kind of humbling, too. It could be cathartic, or it could feel like nothing, or it could feel frustrating, or it could feel like shit. And then, like, yeah, just, like, a little oscillate between those feelings. And then, yeah, try to not expect anything from writing. But it certainly feels like I'm making a new record now, obviously. That's what I like to do.
Mm.
I got a lot of the lyrics, and it's kind of just, like... It's just nice to know where I was mentally a week ago, because I have a hard time kind of keeping that unless I have some sort of way to understand how I was feeling or what I was interested in, even just, well, maybe not a week ago, but like a month or whatever. Like, yeah.
It's like a journal.
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of personal things, but a lot of the I read a lot, so a lot of the things that are inspiring me, I like forget instantly, but then I will kind of have a little, it'll be like little nods to that, or
yeah,
or new relationships, or old things coming up. Yeah, so I guess kind of journaling.
Yeah, but not like today I went to the store. It's like,
Dear Diary. I should probably do more of that, because I have starting to have a really bad memory.
Oh.
Of, like, like, 2 days ago, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you ever...
You're just very present.
or never present. I have to figure out what I'm doing tonight, you guys.
Yeah, so are you doing OB stuff from Seth, or is... Because I saw something about maybe some personas or
something. Oh, yeah. it all started as a little bit when I was ziplining with my friend Rebecca, that I mentioned before, and that's which is a really fun thing to do, by the way. I didn't know that was that fun, but then you put on the harness and then you have to use your little carabiner to, and then I was thinking how that's a really good, like, Bond girl name, and then I was like, I could be harness carabiner. That said, I'm not really that good with characters.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much myself.
It's just the name that changes.
Yeah, the name changes. Everything else is the same.
Mm.
That's a bit sad.
You could wear a hat.
A hat is good.
Yeah.
It's very, like... Yeah, or a wig. I do like wigs. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Time. Yeah.
I could bring a wig to the show.
And oh, you yeah. Could,
yeah.
If you have a wig.
Yeah, I think we have wigs at home.
I wonder what kind of song Harness Carabina would sing. Hmm. If you bring a wig, we'll probably figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Cool. Great.
And you brought your guitars?
Yes, because I'm going to soundcheck. After this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so I was like, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's just working on some tracks up until now.
For the new album.
Actually, my friend and I started a band last year in Mexico. We were there writing children's music.
So, that's cool.
And we recorded a bunch, and then I haven't had time because I released this Zap guy. And so I finally had time to like listen through and like produce some more and try to mix it down a little bit. It's for the children. It's the band called Pegagogy.
Pegagogy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not like pedagogy.
No.
It's like pedagogy, but if a baby were to teach it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the concept of the music as well? No.
It's kind of like if the breeders wanted to become mothers at the same time.
The breeders.
Yeah, like the band.